Israel's Operation Protect the Veg, record after record broken from the number of dead, the number of children killed, entire families wiped out, the devastation from the property damage, to broken ceasefires, and to UN agencies being hit, all entail breaking international law, which carries war crimes. Israel targeting of UN-run schools has been condemned by the UN and some other countries like France, even Israel's staunchest ally, the United States. But why has there been no pressure on Israel beyond words? Well, in this edition of the debate, we're going to discuss the prospects for peace agreements and the failure of the international community. We'll also discuss whether world opinion turning on Israel would translate into further isolation of Israel.
Israel has resumed its strikes against the besieged Gaza Strip after a brief lull in the offensive. Tel Aviv has once again said it will press ahead with its war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that the strikes against Gaza will continue until, quote, security is returned to Israel. Israel's campaign against Gaza has been notoriously focused on UN schools which shelter displaced Palestinians in the southern town of Rafah. Many people have been killed at the schools as a result of Israeli airstrikes and shelling since the war began more than 4 weeks ago. Hamas's spokesman, Sami Abu Zuhri, has called the attacks on the school a war crime. He called on the United Nations and other international bodies to break their silence on the Israeli crimes in Gaza. In response to Israel's aggression, Palestinian resistance fighters have continued their retaliatory rocket attacks on Israeli towns and cities, including Tel Aviv. Inside the Gaza Strip, Hamas and other resistance fighters have killed scores of Israeli soldiers and have inflicted heavy damage on their military hardware. The UNICEF has said one-third of the victims of Israel's war on Gaza are children. The humanitarian situation in Gaza has drawn condemnation from many world officials. Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch has accused Israel of deliberately killing Palestinian civilians as they attempted to flee a stricken neighborhood of Gaza. The rights organization said this amounts to a war crime. The situation in Gaza has repeatedly drawn condemnation from world officials and rights groups and also the UN. The latest criticism has come from France's president. François Hollande has urged action against massacres committed by Israel in Gaza. But nearly 1 month into Israel's all-out war on the territory, many around the world and Palestinians themselves would consider such comments as being too little, too late. They instead want condemnations to translate into actions to end the Israeli atrocities against Palestinians.
Let me introduce our guest for this edition of the debate. Historian and journalist Jeffrey Alderman joins us from London. And we have editor of Veterans Today, Kevin Barrett, who joins us from Madison. Well, that is one question I want to ask you, Jeffrey Alderman. But before that, UNRWA said, and this is their tweet, our preliminary investigations indicate that five of our shelters have been subjected to direct kinetic strikes by Israel, one of them on two occasions. And, of course, Israel has come out. We do have to give them credit in terms of their response that they have received rocket fire from the vicinity, from the area of this of these UN or UNRWA locations. Do you think Israel has committed a war crime?
I don't think Israel has committed a war crime because under the relevant international conventions, a belligerent country facing attack as Israel is facing is permitted to shell or fire other ordnance in the direction from which the aggression is coming. We must remember something that you left out of your report at the beginning of this program, that UNRWA itself has admitted that several of its schools have been used to, as rocket warehouses. And we must also remember that every rocket launched by Hamas against Israel is a war crime. Every rocket launched against Israel is a war crime. Indeed, your introduction more or less admitted it when it said that these rockets were aimed at Israeli cities. Well, why? These are civilian areas.
Kevin Barrett, do you have a response to our guest, Jeffrey Alderman?
Well, yes, I think we should prosecute both sets of war crimes, the 99% of blatantly illegal killings and maimings of civilians by the Israelis, and the 1% of people being badly hurt or killed by the Palestinians. I think all of these war crimes should be taken to The Hague, should be hashed out in international court, that there should be prosecutions. But in my opinion, the Hamas people who are firing these rockets will have a successful defense. Their defense is that under international law, occupied people have the right to resist occupation militarily. And the question of whether a given military act is legitimate or not turns on proportionality. That is, and what forms of resistance are possible. Since the Palestinians have the right, and many would say the duty, to militarily resist the genocide that's being inflicted on them, it's not just an occupation, it is a genocide. And the question becomes, what form of military resistance, which means killing people, that's what military action is legitimate, and what isn't? Well, the Palestinians are merely firing these little 4th of July bottle rockets that don't even have any warheads.
That's ridiculous.
They are killing
very few
Israelis. Now, if they were, for instance, putting nuclear warheads on their rockets and they obliterated Tel Aviv completely and killed all of the war criminal settlers who live in Tel Aviv, that would be disproportionate, and I think they should be convicted of the war crime if they did that. But instead, they're simply firing these virtually harmless rockets with no warheads. If anything, I think that they are guilty of being far, far too weak, peaceful, conciliatory, say, call it what you want. If I were Palestinian, I would believe that I had the right under international law to put warheads on those rockets and to kill the same number of people that they were killing, in fact, more, because it's the Israelis who are the aggressors. They invaded and occupied Palestine. They launched a genocide of the Palestinian people. The Palestinians have the right and the duty to resist. They have the right to kill more Israelis than the Israelis are killing Palestinians, far more. The Israelis have the duty to stop fighting and to leave occupied Palestine. Under international law, that is their duty.
I believe you had a response, Jeffrey Alderman.
Can I ask my American colleague where he thinks the Israelis should go if they
Europe
left,
and America,
quote,
just like Helen Thomas said. Go
but many of them were not
go
born in Europe
America,
and America.
They
were born in Israel.
Their parents are war criminals who invaded, occupied, ethnically cleansed, and committed genocide in
absolutely,
a populated area that was already populated by the Palestinian
absolute
people. They need
rubbish.
To go home.
You need to examine your conscience, sir, as to the rubbish that you are talking. Incidentally, if there were a trial at The Hague, a war crimes trial, one of the documents brought up would be the Hamas Charter, which calls explicitly for the killing of Jews and the destruction of the Jewish state. Are you happy with that charter?
Well, every right-minded person in the whole world calls for the destruction of the genocidal Zionist entity in the same way that they called for the destruction of the Afrikaner apartheid state of South Africa. Everyone of decent conscience, and you, sir, should also examine your conscience, needs to admit that the state of Israel-Palestine, at the very least, needs to have an equal protection clause in which everyone gets exactly the same legal status regardless of religion or ethnicity, and all of the Palestinian refugees and their descendants have the right to return home, have their lands be returned to them, and be given compensation, as the UN Resolution 192 says.
Jeffrey Alderman.
And what about compensation for Jews expelled from Muslim lands?
They should also be given the same right of return. In fact, I have a PhD in Moroccan Islamic studies. I've looked at what happened to the Jews in Morocco, who were driven out of Morocco by the Zionists with the complicity of their puppet royal family in Morocco, which is still, by the way, a Zionist puppet group. They were harassed in Morocco in the same way that Jews were attacked and subjected to terrorism in other nations, including Iraq. It was done by the Zionists themselves with the complicity of weak puppet Arab rulers who were willing to go along with the Zionist program to ethnically cleanse the Jews from these countries and send them into the Zionist entity. That needs to end, and it needs to be reversed. And today I'm happy to say that Morocco, despite the immense corruption of its government, is willing to accept and is indeed welcoming and rolling out the red carpet for every Moroccan Jew who has been part of the genocide in Palestine, to return home, to leave Palestine to the Palestinians and to return home to Morocco. And in fact, many Moroccan Jews are coming to Morocco, some permanently. That should happen everywhere.